Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Rewards Report. I'm your host, David Yates. Before we get to this week's deals, let me tell you where I am headed this week. Thursday, I fly American Airlines to South America. I bought the ticket, main cabin cash, but I had a system-wide upgrade expiring, so I applied that and was immediately cleared to business. All in, I paid $372 in taxes and fees. That went on the Amex Platinum for 5X, so call it around 1,860 membership rewards points on the base charge. I did credit the flights to Advantage. The hotel I'm staying at is a Hilton property that I booked through Rove Miles. The room rate came out to $383.72 paid to Rove. That's for three nights, plus $56.36 in taxes and fees that I'll settle up at the hotel. I'm using Rove intentionally here because I'm trying to start building toward their transfer partners. Lufthansa, Air India, and SAS are all interesting to me. The Rove charge went on the Amex Green for 3X, so about 1,151 membership rewards points. The $56 at the hotel will go on the Amex Hilton Aspire at 14X, so roughly 789 Hilton Honors points at that piece. Friday, I'm going horseback riding in the mountains through an Airbnb experience that I booked. The listed price was $135, but I had a $100 Airbnb credit from a Thanksgiving booking, so I paid about $35 out of pocket via Apple Pay. That amount goes on the Amex Green at 3X for another 104 membership rewards points. Airbnb stacks its own Delta SkyMiles on top, so I'll pick up about 103 Delta miles on that after I finish the horseback ride. Then on Sunday, I start my trip home on Avianca, who I've never flown, and I'd like to evaluate whether to do more Central and South American flying with them. Avianca's Life Miles program just got gutted about a month ago, but they do still have some useful Star Alliance rates, so maybe worth keeping the balance growing there to see how their product performs. All right, that's the trip. Let's get into what's happening in the points world this week. I have no new credit cards this week. I'm still gardening after opening up the JetBlue Premier card a couple of months ago and upgrading the Delta Platinum Business card to a Reserve card and taking the elevator up on three of my Amex Gold Business cards. No subs other than just working on the Delta Reserve upgrade bonus, which was $12,000 spend in 6 months for 60,000 SkyMiles. All right, transfer bonuses for airlines. The biggest one right now is one of my favorites this year. It's Chase Ultimate Reward Points to Virgin Atlantic Flying Club at 30% through July 14th. If you transfer 100,000 Chase points, you land 130,000 Virgin miles. Virgin Atlantic is one of the best ways to book Delta One Business Class and ANA First Class, both of which are notoriously hard to price sufficiently otherwise. Delta One Transatlantic in Business runs 50,000 Virgin miles one way off peak from the East Coast, though Virgin added carrier surcharges to these awards in 2024 that can run several hundred dollars, so check the total cost before you transfer. ANA First Class to Japan runs from 115,000 points round trip from Honolulu up to 170,000 from East Coast cities like New York or Chicago. If you have a large Chase balance and no immediate use for it, or if you're just tired of the Hyatt games, this one is worth a speculative transfer. I give this one 9 out of 10. American Express Membership Rewards has a bonus to Air France KLM Flying Blue at 25% that expires July 1st. Flying Blue has been running promo awards all year, and right now, economy from multiple U.S. cities to Europe is 18,750 miles one way. They have a deal for premium economy from Las Vegas to Europe at 30,000 miles. If you stack this 25% transfer bonus with an active promo award, you're getting strong value on both ends. 8 out of 10 is my rating. It is speculative transfer worthy if you're planning a trip to Europe through November. Citi, thank you to Qatar Airways Avios at 30% expiring June 30th. Now, one important note here, you have to initiate this transfer through Qatar's website, not through Citi directly. Qatar Avios prices some strong partner and One World redemption, so this can be useful, but the initiation quirk may trip some people up, so I'll give this one a 7 out of 10. I mentioned Rove Miles. Rove has a Turkish Miles and Smiles at 50% bonus right now. It also expires on June 30th. Turkish still has a distance-based award chart that prices some routes well, although we did lose the flights to Hawaii from the U.S. They've got some nice short-haul Star Alliance flights and some United domestic connections. Now, Rove's audience is smaller, so this one flies under the radar. It is relevant if you have Rove balances building and a Star Alliance trip on the horizon, because those miles on Turkish hard expire after 3 years. There is no way to extend them. So my rating on this one, I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10. Hyatt has a transfer bonus of 30% to Qatar Airways expiring June 30th. You know, hotel-to-airline transfers almost always bleed value. This one's no exception. I think the only scenario where it makes sense is if you have a lot of Hyatt points past what you'll need for hotel redemptions, and you've got a very specific Qatar or One World award in mind. I'm going to give this one a 6 out of 10 for that narrow use case. It's a lower score otherwise. All right, let's take a look at hotels. Chase Ultimate Rewards to Marriott Bonvoy at 55%, expiring June 30th. This is the highest percentage bonus that's active right now in any transfer, but Marriott's dynamic pricing puts a ceiling on how far you can stretch the value on this one. If you're aiming for a specific Marriott property and the math works at the dynamic price, 55% is not nothing. I'll give this one a rating of 6 out of 10. Amex Membership Rewards transfers to Marriott Bonvoy at a 20% bonus expiring July 1st. This one's harder to justify when Chase is running 55% to the same program simultaneously. Unless you have no Chase points, the Amex route is the weaker play. I give this one a 4 out of 10. Just expired, but worth knowing about, Citi to Preferred Hotels I Prefer at 30% expired June 13th. Citi also had a transfer bonus to Wyndham at 25%, also expired June 13th. If you were sitting on either of those windows have now closed. All right, if you want to buy points, let's look at the airlines first. Air Canada Aeroplan is offering a 30% discount on purchases of 110,000 points or more through June 30th, bringing the cost to about 1.89 cents per point. Aeroplan has a strong partner network, including Lufthansa, Swiss, and Air India, and its distance-based pricing on Star Alliance Metal is still one of the better tools. If you're looking for a transatlantic business class flight, I'd rate this one a 7 out of 10. Alaska Atmos Rewards has a targeted offer of up to 100% bonus on purchases of 30,000 points or more through July 5th. That comes out to about 1.88 cents per point at the best tier. Now, think about this. Alaska changed how Atmos Saver fares work starting June 11th, meaning that flights booked on or after that date for travel on or after August 1st earn 0 Atmos points from flying. They also earn 0 loyalty. They only earn for your million miler status. So buying points to use for reward redemptions makes more sense than earning your way there going forward if you're used to flying Saver. Check your account to see at what point you're targeted. I'd put this one at a 6 out of 10. United Mileage Plus is running a 100% bonus on purchases of 25,000 points or more through June 24th at about 1.88 cents per point. Now, United miles are reasonably liquid given the program's scope, but 1.88 cents is a high buy-in when Chase Ultimate Rewards can get you there through a direct transfer for less. I would give this a 5 out of 10. Virgin Red is selling points at up to 70% bonus on purchases of 125,000 points or more through July 7th. That pegs them at about 1.48 cents per point. Virgin Red has some interesting redemptions through Virgin Atlantic and hotel partners and on Flying Blue, but the program isn't one a lot of people are actively building toward. I'd give this one probably a 6 out of 10 if you have a very specific Virgin redemption in mind. Virgin Red offers a safari for 100,000 points a night, and I looked at the math on that. It doesn't work out. You're paying 1.48 cents, but you're redeeming them for about 1.3, so you're overpaying. American Airlines Advantage is discounting at 40% on 151,000-plus point purchases with no stated end date. That puts them at about 2.26 cents per point. American Airlines recently raised its minimum transatlantic business class award on AA-operated metal from 65,000 to 70,000 miles, which makes buying in at 2.26 cents a harder sell than it was 6 months ago. I'd rate this one 3 out of 10. Hotel points programs. Wyndham Rewards is selling points at 80% bonus on purchases of 3,000 or more through July 27th, bringing the cost to about 0.76 cents per point. Wyndham has a three-tier award chart at 7,500, 15,000, and 30,000 points per night, with the majority of their properties sitting at 15,000 points. Buying at 0.76 cents could get you nights that otherwise would cost $100 or more in cash. And this one, I think, is underrated. I bought some Wyndham Rewards points on this deal. I'd give this an 8 out of 10. Choice Privileges is selling points at a 40% bonus through July 1st at about 0.74 cents per point. Choice's footprint is mostly limited service properties in the U.S. The program has limited aspirational value, and they just devalued Central Tokyo. I'd put this one at a 3 out of 10. And World of Hyatt is running a 20% bonus on point purchases through July 27th, bringing the cost to about 2.17 cents per point. Hyatt points are worth buying at the right price, but 2.17 cents is above most people's threshold given Hyatt's recently expanded dynamic price. And I give this one a 4 out of 10 unless you have a specific high-value redemption locked in and need to top off your points. All right, taking a look at registration-required promos. There are a few offers this week that require you to register before they count. Hilton and Qatar Airways have a partnership promotion running through August 31st. You need to register at Hilton's website and set Qatar as your preferred travel partner. After that, you earn 1,000 bonus Qatar Avios per Hilton stay. Register at both ends before your next Hilton night. Be sure to register and set Qatar as your travel partner. IHG has a targeted double elite night credit offer running through July 31st. It is capped at 5 bonus nights. It's worth checking your IHG account to see if you're targeted before your next stay. Wyndham is running a bonus points promotion, 7,500 to 15,000 points per stay for stays of 2 or more nights, booked by September 3rd for stays through September 30th, with a maximum of 15,000 points total. Registration is required. Best Western is offering 2,500 points per night at U.S. and Canada properties July 1st through July 7th, up to a maximum of 10,000 points. Registration is required before July 1st. United's Hotel de Miles promotion is giving you a 25% bonus when converting Marriott, IHG, or Hilton points to United Mileage Plus. It requires registration. I'll put the link in the show notes and runs through June 30th. Bonus points will post by January 31st of next year. At the best case conversion, 60,000 Marriott points become about 35,000 United miles. Hotel to airline transfers rarely work out. Check it out if you're interested. Okay, some notable program news for the week. Flying Blue Promo Awards for summer and fall are still available. I mentioned them earlier. 18,750 miles economy from Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Houston, New York, Seattle, San Jose, and Washington. That's to Europe. Premium economy from Las Vegas to Europe comes in at 30,000 miles. Book by June 30th for travel through November 30th. Alaska Atmos partner redemption fees increased to $20 on July 1st from $12. If you have a partner award booking to make on Alaska points, get after it. American Airlines raised its minimum transatlantic business class award price on AA-operated metal from 65,000 to 70,000 miles. Routing through partner airlines remains unchanged in price. Chase Sapphire preferred holders. The Hyatt transfer ratio drops from 1 to 1 to 4 to 3 for new cards starting June 15th and for existing cards starting October 1st. The 10% annual points bonus is also ending on the same schedule. If you're holding a large Sapphire preferred balance with Hyatt in mind, the clock is running. Singapore Airlines is adding advanced seat selection fees on most award business class bookings. Seats remain free within 96 hours of departure. Wells Fargo is ending points transfers between account holders on September 25th. If you've been pooling autograph points with a household member, September 24th is your last day. United Mileage Plus now allows pooled miles to be used for partner award bookings on most partners, with select exceptions for certain Hawaiian and Emirates routes. Philippine Airlines has accepted the invitation to join Oneworld. The integration is expected around 2027. In closing, as we wrap up this week's episode, I'm going to leave you with the words of 3 Points and Miles guys, Matt, who writes the MilesEarnAndBurn.com blog, James of the Churn and Burn podcast, and Connor of the Churning Life podcast. I'll link to all three in the show notes. I discovered Matt first. He was on an episode of the Risk of Ruin podcast last summer. Since I followed him the longest, I guess he's like the churning godfather as far as I see it. So as I was listening to James and Connor's podcast this past week, I immediately thought of Matt and a Miles Earn and Burn article he wrote back in September of 2022 called Thursday Wisdom, Zombies, Deals Are Real. It's short, so let me read it. I've known a number of manufactured spend Hall of Famers, and I've learned several lessons from every one of them. There's a common theme that falls out of many of these lessons. The best deals are often deals that already died. I can attest to this being true. A great way to explore manufactured spend is to do a little investigative work on dead deals. You may find that they've risen from the grave, ready to join yet another spinoff of AMC's The Walking Dead. Good luck. That's Matt from Miles Earn and Burn. And that's the rewards report for this week. I'll record next week from South America. So to close out today's show, a clip from James of the Churn and Burn podcast and from Connor of the Churning Life podcast.
I won't say where or how or what the method was, but essentially like 3 years ago, I found a way to reliably spend $25,000 a day on any debit card of my choosing. So,
can we grab a time machine to go back?
And so, again, like I tested this and proceeded to do this daily for, I don't know, like 2 years. And I'll just say that there was no way that anybody else is doing it. It was so niche. Not only was the place it was happening niche, but the way I had figured out to do it was just so, there's a reason I was the person who discovered it. So I discovered one day that it was no longer working. And because I had no other connections to this particular institution, against all common advice, I called just to see like, hey, what's going on here? Like I waited a week, obviously, to make sure it was well and dead. And I was really politely told that I couldn't do this anymore. But was strong. This is crazy, Riley. I was strongly encouraged to continue my relationship with this place. Notwithstanding.
Just not that $25,000, Devin. Right. That's hilarious. Right.
And so, yeah, I definitely, I was the play reaper, if you will.
The thing is, the way that I'm doing the spend is a unicorn. I'll just say that. It's something that I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that is doing it because it's something that's allowing me to spend $25,000 every business day with any card that I want, whether that's credit card or debit card. I guess not Amex, but any Visa or MasterCard. And I'm pretty sure if another manufactured spender knew about that, then they would have shut down the play by now. So I don't know how long that is going to last. So there is a pretty significant opportunity cost of only spending $13,500 every 3 business days to earn 1x JAL miles instead of just hammering this with a 2% card, which I think is what I should be doing. But yeah, this kind of manufactured spending isn't really my like expertise. You know, I usually focus on buying groups and Pokemon, so I don't have very many plays. Like if this doesn't work, then there's not that many other things that I know how to do. I guess maybe there is also the argument that if I do less volume, then it'll take longer for them to shut me down. But in my experience, that isn't really the case. It's more just how long it takes them to see where you're doing.